Blog Talk Radio.
Persia and Katana.
Katana. It should be pretty dope. It's going to be at the Rebel Diaz Art Collective, which is in the Bronx. And for more information on that, again, you can go to mtmireport.com. We will have that on the site. And you can also go to Sarah Connor's new website, which is barsandbrassstraps.com. That's
with a Z, twice.
Yeah, bars with a Z and straps with a Z. So, yeah, definitely check that out. I don't know how you say so, bra straps with a Z. That sounds weird to me, bra straps.
Bra straps with a Z, son.
That's what it is. Yeah.
You're listening to the best of MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
MCMI.
Are we on the air?
Yes, sir, we are on the air.
Is that what they say on the radio still? Are we on the air? Or do they say, are we online?
Are we online? Do we have Wi-Fi? I don't know. Whatever you call it. Are we live?
What's the Wi-Fi password?
Of course we're live. So it's MCMI Radio, Friday night.
Yes, sir, Friday night.
MCMI.
It's on us to make sure that you know, the generations after us know. You know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk.
We're still talking about the name MCMI Report. Let me ask you guys right on the air. What do you think? Is it the MCMI Report, or is it MCMI Report Radio, or some other variation? What do you think, Blitz?
I think we just go with MCMI Radio. Works for me.
MCMI Radio. To do that. Matt?
I absolutely agree with Liz.
Concur. All right. MCMI Radio.
Get the always right.
I mean, it is easier to say. It is easier to say than MCMI Report Radio. It's more syllables. I thought we were still going on the branding of MCMI Report, you know, being the name of everything. But MCMI Radio is cool.
But MCMI Report is not the branding of everything. MCMI is the branding of everything. MCMI Report is the branding of the
website. Exactly.
Me and Jim D always right. I just had to put it in.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You're now listening to MCMI Radio, where we name our show after we start our first broadcast. We're looking.
Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God.
I think back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Jock, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother.
Yeah.
Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver.
Yeah.
But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to.
Right.
Here we go while I check the team with the Portuguese mother at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss, but I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
That's right.
Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong.
Uh-huh.
But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him.
Yeah.
For this man the guts, hear it all in verbatim.
Uh-huh.
Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older.
Oh, yeah.
We laughed all night about the hookers at the party.
Uh-huh.
My old man standing yelling, good God almighty.
Uh-huh.
Use your kind of big sips of the brew.
Right.
When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby.
Reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness.
Yeah.
Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point.
My point.
He to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather.
Yeah.
My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest.
Yeah.
I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce.
Yeah.
So Pete Rock hit me, no respect you.
Uh-huh.
When they reminisce over you, listen.
Listen.
What's up with that poll that we have on MCMIReport.com? Do we have the results yet? Have you been looking at
that? Was that the Lupe Fiasco poll?
Yeah.
It's funny. I like the original song that they both sampled. I like that song today. I listen to that shit frequently.
Pete Rock was sampling, you know, another group. I don't know if he asked them permission. You know, he paid them, I'm sure. But what if they didn't like his song? Would they have said no? You know?
It's different genres.
I used to play NBA Street a lot, and They Reminisce Over You was the first song that comes on when you throw the disc in.
Right, I remember that.
So, but I used to play it so much that I actually stopped liking They Reminisce Over You.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dope song, and it's a classic in its own right, and everything. But anyway, with that being said, when I heard about what was going on, I was hoping that Lupe flipped the original song in a different way, which is what I would assume that someone like him would do. So I was like, oh, what's everybody getting so mad about? Like, someone can use a sample.
Right.
But then I listened to the song and I was like, you might as well just did a freestyle over the original beat. Like,
yeah, because the beat is so similar to the original. It's like,
it's like almost the same. But if you listen to the original song, there's so many different parts that he can sample because they go on playing. Like, that's just the, once he stops singing, the part that Pete Rock used the most is just like the first couple seconds. And then they just jam for like a good 2.5 minutes of just nothing but instrumental that you can sample and flip. So I thought that he would have used that. But nah.
Also, the producer of it, he basically got his own drums, his own kicks and snares and stuff, and recreated the beat exactly how it runs for Pete Rock. But it wasn't. Exactly. You can never emulate it perfectly. So it had a little bit of a different feeling in terms of where you hang on the beat or come in right on time. You know what I mean? So,
right.
And I think partially that's why P-Rock didn't like it. Though he, you know, he called it whack.
It's whack because
it's that whack. It's really the exact same beat, but it is
no,
a little bit.
No, here's why it's whack. Since it is the same, exact same beat, like it's the same pattern and everything, but it actually sounds like he just took the original files and didn't mix it down. Like, because it's so similar, and you're used to how that shit sounds, it just sounds like it's not even mixed right. You know what I'm saying? But on another note, like, a song like that is, it's such a personal song. Like, why would you touch it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, that,
that's what P-Rock was saying. And they have had a conversation since those tweets. I mean, they got together, talked it over. They both released a statement saying that it's all the beef is squashed. Well,
yeah, but
you
do that first.
Yeah, I would have thought that
he had already told P-Rock, and he had said, yeah, it's cool, but P-Rock says, nah, you never told me. So, you know, they're disagreeing on that.
If you say that Lupe did, in fact, you know, contact P-Rock first, that's a little bit different. And I would have assumed that the smart thing to do for any MC or any, you know, artist would have contacted P-Rock on that particular joint. Not necessarily any joint that P-Rock has done, but that one, like, you got to know that you got to ask for his blessing to touch that beat. You know what I mean?
Definitely, because, I mean, it's a tribute song to.
That was a very personal song that, you know, it meant something to a lot of people, so. For him to take that beat and not really change it up that much and then just, you know, completely change the meaning of what that song was for a different generation now, it's kind of whack.
Right.
That's my opinion. But the opinion of the people on MCMIReport.com, 64% say that Lupe was wrong.
Go hit up the site, MCMIReport.com. You're going to see the blog with the, you know, the statements from Lupe and Pete Rock in the description. And you can watch both videos. And tell us what you think. Basically, was Lupe wrong and should not have redone this classic Pete Rock and CL Smooth song, They Reminisce Over You, because it shouldn't be touched because it was personal? Or is Pete Rock kind of wrong for, you know, worrying about that? Like, it's a cover. People can cover anything they want.
You don't have to just, you know, click yes or no on the poll. You can also leave a comment and let us know, you know, the exact nuances of how you feel about it.
Yeah. First off, stay peace the pine red, shame and all the damage that the white man wine did. Ghost dance, sell his tears, 5 million beers a year, and all that other crime did. More people to the teeth, the blind kids, the red bells and small cells, keeping their mind big. They everything's hostile, suicide bombers and prosperity gospels, emaciated models with cocaine and blood pouring out their nostrils. They got to just to stay awake on the catwalk of life where everybody watch you. Straight hair, high heels, and a handbag. Racism and a land grab. Katrina FEMA trailers, human body sandbags. A peace sign and a pants sag. A money toss calls a nine-stripper mad dash. A friend request following a hashtag. Now everybody wanted like the last laugh. A Michael Jackson jacket or a death mask. Purple shorts or the mixed girl in your math class. Stable is when the bad, bad Baghdad. But corporate jets really had to have that gas band. War and they hope they all fall from the rat attack. Cause that's just more dinosaur for the Cadillac. Live on the other side, what you see? Parcel of the proper land. You say no you ain't, and I say yes you is. Soon as you find out what planned obsolescence is, you say no they didn't, and I say yes they did. The definition of unnecessary near manifested. Say that we should protest just to get arrested. That goes against all my hustling ethics. A bunch of jail but say it's highly ineffective. Depart from Martin, connect on Malcolm X. Insert ball when it's similar to separate. To me, the truth is more fulfilling than a method of finding really fast internet to have some sex with. It's all one song short of a sentence. Couple croissants shy of a continental breakfast. Of blowing out your birthday candles just to make a death wish. So absurd words, a cheap bone necklace. Down at the Lakota Two Casino, a whole culture boiled down to giving you Patino. I go with the left as a heart in the chest, cause the horn of Africa is now starving to death. Live from the other side, what you see? A bunch of nonsense on my TV. Heaven on earth is what I need. When I feel I'm in hell every time I breathe. Four lies on the other side, what you hear? A bunch of nonsense all in my ear. Rich man, poor man, we all gotta pay. Freedom ain't free, let's round my way.
Chandler, Mr. Chandler. Hope and pray they take Columbus Day up off the calendar. South Central, an example of God's gift. So shout to all the mothers raising babies in spots. Six of projects to Oakland City, Detroit, ghost towns. Monopolies on poverty where D-Boy Coke bound. It's parts of Manila like the video for Thriller. But the U.S. Embassy is reminiscent of a villa. If poverty is chocolate and privilege vanilla, then what's the flavor of the Sunday preacher's pedophilia? Cash rules everything around these. And classrooms everywhere around me with her. Hither you can be Mr. Burns and Mr. Smithers, the tyrant or the slave, but nowhere in the middle of the extremes of America's dream. Freud fighting Neo, Freddy Cooper refereeing now. Live on the other side, what you see? The Russian nonsense on my TV. Heaven on earth is what I need. But I send them in hell every time I breathe. Live on the other side, what you hear? The Russian nonsense all in my ear. Rich man, poor man, we all gotta pay. Freedom ain't free, but it's round my way. Great America, great America. Red Reserve. Lupe on the check.
Once again, this is the best of MCMI Radio. We are not live, so do not call us this week.
Please hang up and try your call again. Please hang up. This is a recording.
Son of a
bitch!
Asshole.
You bitch!
I'm calling you an asshole because that's what you are, an asshole.
We will be back live again next week, Fridays, 8 to 10, MCMIReport.com.
Yeah, MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk. This is GMS coming to you live. It's a best of show. You heard the drop. You know, we're just trying to be funny, but we actually do have callers. I think it's ironic that when we want callers for a specific subject, sometimes people aren't calling at that moment, you know, so we can't really go to them. And now, when there's not supposed to be callers this week because we have a best of pre-recorded show, we have callers. But I'm going to take this one caller anyway and then get back to the best of. So let me see who's on the line. What's up? MCMI Radio.
What's going on, yo? It's your boy, Kasee Middleton, a.k.a. DRK, son of Wild Child, the endangered species from the supergroup Plague, a.k.a. 12 Monkeys, and its very own Hydra. Shout out to PH / Pumpkinhead, Blitzkrieg, GMS, the whole MCMI Report fam. MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk. I want to make a request, please, to play Brooklyn We Go Hard by Jay-Z, because we in here. Let's go!
No doubt. Yo, Kasim, you're really going hard calling us on a day when we're not even supposed to take callers. But good look at on now. We actually have a lot of people listening in, but they don't necessarily want to talk on the air. But you definitely wanted to make those shout-outs. I appreciate the big-ups. And keep doing your thing in Brooklyn. I'm going to get you that Jay-Z in a minute right after I play this one drop. So keep listening.
MCMI Radio.
Peace out to Brooklyn and peace out to everywhere else on the planet because we are online. Go to MCMIReport.com and check us out. All right?
Yeah.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk.
Better look on map. Besides, me not like the eye fight. Me not think such a thing is worth a man's life. But if a man tests my style, I promise he won't like my reply. Boom, bye, bye, like bonjour. I'm crucial, I'm a Brooklyn boy. I make takes some getting used to. Chain snatching, ain't have it, gotta get it. Same shit in from Brownsville to Brain British. Fatherless child, mama put double shit. So the number runners was the only one to hang with it. Before you know it, I'm in the game, bang fit if. Fit no orangutans, pity old kid apps like arrangences, I'm dangerous. Jeez. tell me what the name of this is.
Brooklyn, stay out my way.
Dodge of them, I jack, I rob, I sin. Oh man, I'm Jackie Robinson. Except when I run base, I dodge the pen. Lucky me, luckily, they didn't get me. Now when I bring the nets, I'm the Black Branch Ricky from Brooklyn Corners. Burning branches are sticky, spread love, Biggie, Brooklyn, hippie, I pity the fool with jewels like Mr. T. With no history in my burrow, they borrow, with no intentions of returning tomorrow. The sun don't come out for many, like Annie, half orphan. Mama never had an abortion, Papa sorta did, still I managed to live. I go hard, I owe it all to the crib. Now please tell me, what the fuck's harder than this?
You're listening to the best of MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
MCMI.
Are we on the air?
Yes, sir, we are on the air.
Is that what they say on the radio still? Are we on the air? Or do they say, are we online?
Are we online? Do we have Wi-Fi? I don't know. Whatever you call it. Are we live?
What's the Wi-Fi password?
Of course we're live. So it's MCMI Radio 5 is 9.
Yes, sir. Friday night.
MCMI.
It's on us to make sure that you know, the generations after us know. You know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
Once again, this is the best of MCMI Radio. We are not live, so do not call us this week.
Please hang up and try your call again. Please hang up. This is a recording.
Son of a bitch!
Asshole.
You bitch!
I'm calling you an asshole because that's what you are, an asshole.
We will be back live again next week, Fridays 8 to 10, MCMIReport.com.
What if I told you I wake up screaming and swinging, dreaming that I'm fighting demons, dreaming I'm swinging on heathens, competing and scheming to eat every piece of my peace when I'm sleeping. Need a priest and a deacon, I'm speaking to preachers, tell them I'm only at peace when I'm drinking. I'm sinking deep into hell, thinking I'm fiending for freedom, cause being in a well isn't good for my well-being. A walking zombie, I'll be comatose. Nobody loves a nobody who probably overdosed in the lobby of the Omni Hotel. Probably find me with an empty bottle of oxy, shaking like an earthquake inside me, or a cop the Holy Ghost. Wonder if therapy can take care of these monsters before I kill more innocent people than Jared Lee Loeffler. They spit on me, shit on me, society kicked on me, hit on me till I was sick and exhausted, flipped and I lost it all for hallucinogenics. They used in the clinic, I saw Lucifer's image, the elephant in the room, all my skeletons in the closet.
Lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Wake me up before I'm dead, don't bury me with monsters in my head. Monsters in my head, with monsters in my head, underneath the bed, underneath.
I always see them out the corner of my eye. Scared to death to fully see them, but I try. I just want to ask them why they follow me around, and they reply when I hear a sound or they walk by and give me a chill I can't explain. It feels so strange. Is that a high? My anxiety's at an all-time high. One second I'm good, then I flip a switch and I'm thinking I might die. These dizzy spells are so annoying. From the outside looking in, y'all thinking I'm enjoying myself. I need help, man. I'm destroying every positive force with all these negative thoughts. How can I find happiness when I can't remember it's lost? I do so many temporary things to smile for just a minute. Hat low, but not for style. I'm trying to hide under my fitted dog. It's wild, you wouldn't get it. Try my best to make everybody laugh, but that's just a disguise. I'm really timid. Somebody make these feelings go away. Forget it, that's my problem. Y'all can have. I hate these monsters in my head.
I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Wake me up before I'm dead. Don't bury me with monsters in my head.
It's lights out like where the Amish stay. Pappy, you can't tax me. I'm like Wesley Snipes in the sovereign state. I'm a surviving, walking oxymoron. Obviously, I can say that I am alive and I'm trying to die this way. Y'all on y'all faggot shit. I'm on my dragon, my magnum clip. With monsters in my head like Urban Magic Dick. Niggas desert me like eating after the entree. But I'ma keep it 3,000 like after the entree. I've adapted to a private life. Yeah, right. Me saying that, it's like saying I'm shooting dice on the floor made out of dice. I made out of lies. This chaotic life, I just figured just quit giving dick to trick bitches and stay out of fights. But I'm on my high snorting. You see this monster ball, it's like seeing Halle Berry and Billy Bob Thornton. It's fucking classic. As far as rap, I wish I could wrap it in plastic and stick it up your fucking ass.
Now
I'm a
monster. Me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Wake me up before I'm dead. Don't bury me with monsters in my head. Monsters in my head, with monsters in my head, underneath the bed, underneath the bed.
Take heed to what I'm giving you. And it's habitual. He just ridiculed, wants me in critical. Will appease and get rid of you. Maybe the only thing I seek is biblical. When the scars are internal, when the bleeding is invisible. Got a friend named Depression, the pill I take to relax him. But when he regurgitates, it's the ache you just couldn't fathom. Got a few talents, but looking for a new challenge. I'll let you walk in my shoes once I find a new balance. With faith, I stand peaceful. I know a man's equal. So I'm playing with the monsters like a Space Jam sequel. Give them two choices and stay on one due to least. Tell them they can get off my dick or renew the lease. Persevere, though my bed is corrupt. Expect I give up when left to disrupt. But I give less than a fuck. Sit back comfortably, react to what they want with me. The bright side is they keep an insomniac comfortable.
I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Wake me up before I'm dead. Don't bury me with monsters in my head. Monsters in my head.
Thumb heads, what? Cherry heads, what? Apple heads,
Mr. Cow.
What?
How we do,
what?
Son?
Yeah.
Hit it off, you know what I mean?
PR,
like this,
take
y'all.
To the bridge.
Yo,
what?
Float on this magnificent track, wise, intelligent, all-star American. Yes, the rap set, reinforce your threat. Who got the money to bet? Against the number one, holding down the position. Crush the competition with the limited edition. Heavy caliber rhyme, shooting down your B-sign. The war's on for real. Run, grab your shield, yo, mess. Take the deal and let these cats know the deal.
Style blazing, iron lung on this collaboration. Money for the take and I ain't sweating confrontation. With B-Aura, we be the men's up tomorrow. Masked up, license to kill. Bringing the horror to your house like Amityville. Keeping it molding real, niggas ain't supposed to feel. Hot nicks, you know the deal. If you read the resume, give the fuck what niggas say. Tim boots to pave the way. Here I come to save the day. Yeah, stop the fucking press. Transform to Mr. Meth. See that logo on my chest? Save a damsel in distress. Hot shit in the song. Gotta get until it's gone. Kids wanna get it on. Get smacked up and shit upon. Ride till you prove me wrong. Think you can do me, huh? Can't we all just get along in this modern Babylon? Dueling with my nemesis. Laying down laws. Don't start if you can't finish it. I'm telling you, Paul. Got the power of a media shower. Coming down on all you cowards. Tricking your fun. And sniffing powders, here we come. Straight from the slums, dynamic duo, son. Ghost Rider, Jonathan, and Soul Brother, number one.
Sending this one out, some more man.
Yeah, Pete Rock, half man, half amazing. Breaking hard, nigga, for you.
You know what I'm saying? Sending this one out, some more man.
Yeah, Pete Rock, half man, half amazing. Breaking hard, nigga, for you.
You know what I'm saying?
Leaping tall buildings in a single bang. Blasting out of 40 pounds. That nigga's fuck around. Take that and hand
handle it. Method man, I get strong with Titanic shit. That means abandon ship, get a life and get a grip. There ain't no problem that I can't fix. Just stating live from Apocalypse and the Chocolate Boy Wonder, my sidekick, Cowabunga. These evil doers, days of numbers. Reflexing like the X-Men on rap veteran. That beats no question. Boy, you need protection, sir. I'm burning up, check the temperature. You're fucking with the last emperor. Iron Lung, dangerous, son. For all who enter the 36 deadliest chambers. For all the prejudice, entertainers. There ain't a damn thing that you can tell us. Bite your tongue, I beat the troublesome. So sweet, nigga, holy
pick them off from long range, break them down to small chains. A New York giant, stand in front of your squad. What up, God? A million to one odds that you can't stop this bullet. I'm like Refrigerator Perry, rush right through it and just do it. So act like you knew it. The Mount Vernon shall influence the rap committee, coming live to your city. Swing hard like Ken Griffey. Gang stats, now who's next up to bat? Knock him out the box. Met the man in P-Rock, celebrating victory. Rap real remedy, take a double dose, deadly.
Deadly kid.
Yo.
Deadly.
Come on.
Radio, another P-Rock classic, that's the man on that track, so that's pretty dope. Let's give it up to both of these MCs, who are definitely making a positive statement with their music, don't you think, Blitz?
Definitely two artists that are good for the game no matter what, you know what I mean, like there's nothing negative about either their music, you know, their style, what they represent. They're good for the culture, man. Both of them.
Exactly. So this is just a philosophical debate now. You know, which has happened before with other joints. You know, people have not liked when someone retakes a beat. You know, whether it was Diddy jacking the beat for Juicy from a different genre, you know, for Big's joint, or people remaking a hip-hop classic that had come out before, you know, whether it was a mixtape or whatever, but, you know, I think that maybe, you know, just the emotional content tied up with this song is what might have prompted P-Rock to, you know, take special, I guess, offense to this particular one, but you know, it's worked out now in the end, but I think that both MCs have a bitterness towards each other now because they're upset, from what I'm reading and hearing.
Yeah.
You know. So we have a caller that wants to weigh in on this. We're going to go to Kasim in Brooklyn. Kasim, you're on the air.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's good?
Good.
So what do you think of this controversy?
Well,
by using the beat.
Well, like I was discussing it with someone earlier, I felt that the dispute actually it's controversial, but controversial in a positive sense because they both are on the song talking about something positive, something that's heartlifting and relaying to their public. And
right.
I think that the argument shouldn't be whether or not they made good or whether Lupe made a good choice as to using the song for the purpose that he did, but whether or not the artist, like it's actually kind of hard to explain. But
whether or not they're using it for a positive message, is that what you're trying to say?
No. They both are using it for a positive message, from what I heard.
Yes.
It's just hard to explain. Dealing with, say for instance, Wild Child makes a beat, right? The whole MCMI, y'all go and y'all spit on it, and everything's good. And then the YMCMB takes it and uses the same track, but it goes through some complications through the sampling And they don't necessarily take it into light as to how you took it and took it into a positive way. They just started talking about anything. Then the argument could be that. So I feel that if someone is actually just having a problem with using their song, they shouldn't put that into the content. You understand?
Yeah. The problem with that argument is that, like I had said before, they redid Pete Rock's beat so that he wouldn't get paid. But they did his beat exactly how he did it. So why not just use his beat so that he can
right,
get paid?
And then on top of that,
you're gonna take a song that, you know, means so much to obviously Pete Rock. That is his number one song of all time to him because he made it for, you know, somebody who died.
Right.
And do another song that has nothing that completely excludes Pete Rock and any of his contribution to the song from that for a younger generation who doesn't even know what, you know, Troy sounds like. It's just I don't like it.
I feel you. Well, this is MCMI Radio. Call us up 646-478-3599. Tell us what you think, and we'll be back.
MCMI.
Yeah. MCMI Radio. Yeah. Got a special guest calling in, Poison Pen. I believe he's on the line. Poison Pen, what up?
Yo, what's good? What's going down?
What's good, Poison Pen from NA Rock. It's a lot of Brooklyn people on here right now.
I'm in Brooklyn. It's the universe.
Of course.
Even people from Queens stay in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying?
Anyway.
But Ben, you had actually never heard Lupe's joint. I don't know, you've been under a rock or something.
Man, that
was your first time hearing,
My beautiful name, Battle Rap, I don't know about nothing no more, son.
Word up.
But, that's my first time hearing it. It was cool. I was rocking with it, you know what I'm saying? Sounded decent.
So
the situation is P-Rock is upset about that, as you saying?
Well, let's let Mr. Mech fill us in on that, because he's been talking about this a lot.
Because he's a journalist.
Mecca, what's the whole rundown so far right now?
Pete Rock took to Twitter, and after he heard the song for the first time, and he let everybody know he didn't approve, he wasn't with it, he didn't like the version, and he basically went in on the producer, talking about, you know, if you're going to make a song, then you should make an original beat. That song didn't have anything to do with our joint, besides the fact that, you know, that song is real personal to me, and why would you even try and remake some record like that? He basically just said, you know, you're biting my shit. Lupe Fiasco comes out, fuming on Sway's radio show, talking about, yo, we were just trying to breathe some life into the joint. Pete Rock was contacted by my people, months ago, and he had approved, and now he's trying to make me look crazy, and he's making me look like a thief and like a liar and blah, blah, blah. Pete Rock then very calmly puts out a statement letting everybody know that, A, he was contacted by Lupe's people, but never by Lupe himself, which he felt was a kind of disrespectful, which I personally feel is disrespectful. If you reaching out to Pete Rock about a legendary track like that, you don't have your people reach out to Pete Rock. You reach out to Pete Rock. You're the man. You're gonna be rapping on it. It's your single, your first joint for your album. It's not a mixtape joint. You're putting it on iTunes. Damn it, you reach out to Pete Rock. That's just me. Two, Pete Rock says that yes, while he was contacted, he was contacted while he was still mourning Heavy D's death. Heavy just passed away. He was really deep into that, and he let them know that, you know, I'm not mad at you wanting to redo the song. I just need, like, you know, final approval, and, you know, we just have to work that out, and, you know, it'll be all good. According to Pete, the first time he heard the song was when it was released, when everybody heard it. He heard nothing else from them since then, and then the next time he heard it, it was already out.
So he felt disrespected, and he felt like it was just a nonsense song, and he just don't feel right about it. So while they're saying that they worked it out, while Lupe was saying that they kind of worked it out, basically Pete Rock is like, yeah, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So, you know, there you go. That's the gist of it.
I tell you like this, man. And this is just one asshole's opinion. The only reason I can see Pete Rock feeling some kind of way is over the fact that the song itself is such a personal song, because it's about Trouble T. Roy and CL's family, and, you know. So I can understand that aspect of like, yo, this song is very dear to me, very close, very personal to me. But on some professional shit, like, yo, Lupe reached out. Whether he did it personally or not, I mean, whatever, but somebody from Lupe's camp reached out, and I don't see how it's a disrespectful thing. This is hip-hop, my dude. Like, come on, son. Like, niggas do mixtape joints all the time over samples. I know this is for album, whatever, but the fact is he reached out, so maybe he didn't personally call him, like, hey, Mr. Pete Rock, would it be okay? But the fact is he reached out. As far as following up, and from what Pete Rock said was true, he needed final approval, and then they put it out without the final approval. I feel that aspect of it is wrong. You know what I mean? If that's what they agreed upon, I feel like that's wrong. But everything else, I don't see the problem with it at all. Everybody right. in this room, everybody in this radio conversation, we're all hip-hop artists, we're all MCs and more, and we've all rapped over other people's shit numerous times. And right. there's plenty of remakes.
It's not a mixtape joint or a remake of the song.
It's for his album, no doubt.
I think that he wouldn't have, like, rubbed Pete Rock the wrong way. Maybe he would have came on and shouted him out or said...
I mean, I say like this, man. Come on, that's one of the most famous hip-hop songs in history. It's not like Lupe was trying to hide the fact that it was freaking Trouble T. Roy. It's like the exact same freaking sample, flipped the exact same way. He called him for permission. Like, what else you want to do, suck his dick? Like, come on, give me a break.
He didn't call him. He had somebody else.
Okay,
we don't know what that communication
is. He had somebody, whatever. Like, the fact of the matter is he had someone in his camp. Maybe this dude feels some kind of way because he didn't personally do it. Regardless of the fact, someone from what you're telling me, like I said, it's all from what I'm learning right now, from what you're telling me is Lupe Fiasco's camp reached out to Pete Rock. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of the fact, still, they reached out to him, so it wasn't a secret. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he feels some kind of way because Lupe didn't call him, like, hey, Mr. Pete Rock, I want to use this sample. I want to pay homage. Whatever. Then stop being sensitive.
That's another thing I take issue with. Like, as far as I'm concerned, that record, I listened to it. That is not a paying homage record. Like, I hate it when people just throw that out there. You do not pay homage to that dude. And here's how I look at homage. This is me personally. But if a 16-year-old had never heard Pete Rock's version, 15, 16-year-old dude, didn't grow up with that record like we did. He has no knowledge of that song. When he hears Lupe, is he going to know that Lupe got that from somebody else? Or is he going to think that Lupe just came up with that?
Here's my question. All right, fuck all that. My question is this. Is Pete Rock going to get some ass cap on for that? Like, did he actually sample the Troy record? Or did he just sample the same record
that
he sampled for Troy?
He did not sample Pete Rock's record. He had the producer recreate the beat, and the producer emulated every single kick and played the drum beat exactly how Pete did, but with his own drum sounds. So there's no sample, there's no royalties going for that, except to the original groove that was sampled, the jazz record with the sax groove, of course. But since they met to patch this up, they hired Pete, so to speak. I thought this was gangster. They said that they had a meeting, and now Pete Rock will be making tracks for their next project or whatever. So I'm like, wow, he went in the room with them to work this out and left with a bunch of money.
Yeah, but
that's how I interpreted it.
This is what I get. Like I said, man, yo, man, how many times you heard something like, yo, I want to rock over that, and he heard
right.
it, and he wanted to rock over it, man. Like, yo, that's what we've all done it, man. Like, get a grip, man.
Guru said it.
I'm taking personal, man. Rappers and all, you don't own no loops. Fuck out of here, man.
Yep.
We're not talking about the corporate side of it. From the corporate side, Lupe did nothing wrong. He cleared everything he needed to clear. He spoke to the people he needed to speak to.
Right.
He did nothing wrong. We're not talking about that, though.
You're talking about
what we're talking about is respect in hip hop and the moral aspect.
Yo,
of what
I think
he
showed respect when his camp reached out to him. Yo,
I do not because now
he didn't personally call him.
No, here's the problem. Here's what ends up happening. Right now, Lupe is on the firing line based on secondhand information he got from his band. You don't have that information. You can't really say what was said back and forth. You don't know what happened because you weren't in on these conversations because you decided not to make it.
That's what's up. But you ain't never have a manager or somebody handling your business for you.
Dog, and if it came back that they were wrong, no, absolutely. But you trust that they're doing it right. Now, when it airs out that it wasn't, or there's a grievance on the other side, you can't get on the radio 100% sure about what was said and what wasn't said, like Lupe is doing. You weren't there, my dude. You never reached out.
You don't know his relationship. You don't know his relationship with his management, and you don't know.
I just know what he said on his call. What he said was, "I wasn't there. I didn't do it myself. My people reached out."
The way I feel about it, and I'm glad that Penn is here because we can get a different perspective on it. But like G said, he basically got somebody to cut Pete Rock out of the loop by remaking his exact beat. Not speaking to him directly about a song that, if it was any other song, I wouldn't give a shit. But because it is this personal song that was an homage to dead people that meant something to him, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he should have went above and beyond. He should have went a little bit further in making sure that Pete Rock was appeased before he put out this song as his first single on his album. And at the same time, he fucking cut Pete Rock out of the loop by just he could have just sampled "They Reminisce Over You" and spoken to Pete Rock. So
and
I think he's wrong. I think he's wrong.
Has shit to do with the song.
Yeah, and then he does a song that has nothing to do with it. So like Mecca says, you know, anybody that never heard "They Reminisce Over You," regardless of how famous it is for us, there's tons of people who have never heard it before into hip-hop right now, and they'll be like, oh, listen to this new Lupe Fiasco song. So
I mean, that's always gonna be the case, even with records that people have, totally remade and even said some of the same bars and stuff over. There's always gonna be people that don't know where the original came from, regardless.
That's you biting. You're biting now. Like, as the person doing it, you now have to take responsibility for that. We was trying to pay homage and show respect and all this other shit.
I hear you. But look at the era we are in hip hop, man. Shit means nothing, yo.
Well, something to me. Lupe, as much as I like Lupe Fiasco, don't bitch when it comes back to you, dude. You got caught with your hand in the cookie jar. Eat that now, because you're dead wrong.
Getting caught. Well, he didn't get caught with his hand in the cookie jar, man. It's a freaking game of this over you. It's not like he redid track number 5 on the Mech and the Soul Brother EP or something.
That's part of my point. That's part of my point. It's that for us. It's not that for a new generation. Talking about, yo, I think Lupe bodied that new beat. I don't see what the problem is. And then he meant it. He wasn't being arrogant. He wasn't trying to show out. He was really talking. I don't know what the problem is.
But you know what, man? That's neither here nor there. That's always gonna be the case. There's always gonna be motherfuckers, like I said, who don't know the origin of things. You know what I'm saying? And it's on us to make sure that the generations after us know. You know what I'm saying?
It
is what it is.
Right.
As far as business wise, it means nothing, yo.
No, I feel if Lupe is the one making the money off this song, then it's not just up to us on this phone line to let people know. It's really up to him, especially if I'm showing respect. I'm paying homage. When you say shit like that, okay, well, you didn't do that, dude. We don't see the homage. It looks like you're just trying to run away with a track.
Blitzkrieg, let them know where they can vote on this poll.
You can vote on it at mcmireport.com. The top, it will be in the we'll have a poll up on the main page. If not, you can just search for Lupe Fiasco on mcmireport.com. And the story will come up, and you can vote on the poll and let us know what you think. I'll give you the poll numbers in a second.
This is where the poll is at so far.
Okay, the poll right now, we've got 67%, almost 68% say that Lupe was wrong for touching the classic Troy, and 33.3% say that, no, he was not wrong in using it in the way that he did. Now, you don't have to, when you go on the website, just give us a yes or no answer on the poll. You can do that, but as well, you can enter a comment letting us know exactly how you feel and, you know, the nuances of how you feel about how this went down.
So, it's MCMI Radio, 5 is 9.
Yes, sir, Friday night.
MCMI.
Are we on the air?
Yes, sir, we are on the air.
Is that what they say on the radio still? Are we on the air? Or do they say,
are
we
on
online?
Are we online? Do we have Wi-Fi? I don't know. Whatever you call it.
Are we live?
What's the Wi-Fi password?
Of course we're live.
MCMI.
If you listen to the last album that I put out, I fucking hate rappers. You know, like a lot of people, not only did they like the music a lot, but a lot of people talk about the skits. And that's something that Tone Def and myself have really been, as much as we pay attention to our rhymes, we pay a lot of attention to the skits and trying to make them funny. Like, we're essentially also comedy writers, you know. And so one day Tone invites me to this thing for stand-up comedians, like, you know, for your first time doing stand-up. So I went with him, and he bought it. He really nailed it. And then basically the guy who was throwing the show asked me if I wanted to do it as well. And I was very reluctant, but everybody talked me into doing it. And I got a recording of it, and, like, I was listening to it. I was like, these could be skits on an album. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, if they would try to put skits on an album of this fashion, they would go into the studio, and they would record it, and they would put, like, laughs over it and just make it sound
right,
fake.
Right.
I was like, this is so raw and authentic. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I was super nervous doing it the whole time, but, like, I just felt like keeping it the way it came out. And, you know, like, that's not something that a lot of people would do, just put it out there like that. But I felt like the way that the jokes that I was telling would actually fit very well into the theme and the flow of the mixtape. So I just went and I cut it up and I put it on there, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, I always try and make sure that people can get a chuckle when they're listening to music as well, you know?
True, true. Well, we're going to play one short skit off of it, or, I don't know, comedy set, whatever you call it. This is
we'll
talking about Home Depot. Intro, what an interlude word.
Yeah, just play it real quick and just let people know, like, the style, just to get people into the feel of what the skits are going to be like. But yeah, let them hear it.
But you definitely should cop the CD and hear all of these because they're really hilarious. When we come back, we're going to play some music from Wordsworth, and then we're going to be talking with him. And we'll play some more Pack of Thumb and give Wordsworth and some other joints later on in the show. But right now, check out Home Depot or Pack of Thumb, featured material, Volume 4.
My name is Omar from Brooklyn. I'm from the Brooklyn that got its reputation as Brooklyn, not Williamsburg. Obviously, I'm black. So logically, I make rap music. And it's true. If you have any black friends, they either rap or play basketball. Now, it's not that cool being a rapper because there are like 3 million rappers on the planet. And I'll bet you that nobody in this room off the top of their head can name 5 rappers that aren't Jay-Z, Eminem, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, or 50 Cent. And if you can name 5 rappers that aren't Jay-Z, Eminem, Lil Wayne, Kanye West, or 50 Cent, I bet you they need to work at Home Depot or telemarketers. Okay?
You're listening to the best of MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
MCMI.
Are we on the air?
Yes, sir, we are on the air.
Is that what they say on the radio still? Are we on the air? Or do they say,
are we
online?
Are we online? Do we have Wi-Fi? I don't know. Whatever you call it. Are we live?
What's the Wi-Fi password?
Of course we're live. So it's MCMI Radio, 5 is 9.
Yes, sir, Friday night.
MCMI.
It's on us to, like, make sure that, you know, the generations after us know, you know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk.
Once again, this is the Best of MCMI Radio. We are not live, so do not call us this week.
Please hang up and try your call again. Please hang up. This is a recording.
Son of a bitch!
Asshole.
You bitch!
I'm calling you an asshole because that's what you are, an asshole.
We will be back live again next week, Fridays, 8 to 10, MCMIReport.com.
What up, y'all? I know, been a minute. Had to make sure it was right, though. Stop to be crazy. So, with no further ado,
MCMI Radio. What up? That was Wordsworth. That was a joint called Destiny. And we got Wordsworth with us. Check your mic. What's good, Words?
I'm good, man. I'm good. The album came out last Tuesday, the photo album. It's doing pretty well. It's in the hot albums in the hip-hop section on iTunes. So I'm
great.
I'm feeling,
that's great.
Man.
I admit I was a little confused because I got an email and it was like Wordsworth photo album, and I was like, and it said click here to download. I was like, why are you sending me your photo? Like, I don't need your photo album. It's like, for a second, because the cover is looks like a real photo album. It's a dope cover. And I was like, oh, that's so sick. That's the name of his album, is the photo album. So it is a dope title, and I guess he's showing us some pictures of your life. I guess that's what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much, you know, different audio pictures, pretty much the songs are. So different things like the coloring book record, which I got out now with the video, that kind of shows you how, you know, when we were younger, how we kind of seen things and how we learned from them. So the whole point of the album is pretty much how when we didn't have nothing, we did have something. And we might not realize it at that moment. And it's kind of the same thing with photo albums. They capture moments in your life, and you look back at them and realize what you might have missed out on or what you cherish from the moment. And that's what some of the songs on the album basically reflect that.
Right. Yeah, I saw the coloring book video. Shout out to Missy Smith, also a friend of MCMI. She was singing the chorus on that. And I like that a lot of your songs really have some interesting concepts, and nobody's ever talked about that before. So it's like breaking ground, doing songs about to someone, kick a line about how dope my line is, And it's a really deep subject matter, as well as some banging beats and some dope rhymes and all that, It's a really nice project. I mean, I know you were known a lot for freestyling, and you still freestyle. You freestyled at the New Yorican last, what was it, Saturday we saw you?
Yeah.
That was Saturday, and you also did that joint Destiny, and I was like, that joint is hot. I'm playing that on the show. So props to that. But, this is your second solo album, right?
Yeah, it's my second solo. It's pretty much like my fourth album. It's kind of like the EMC album, and I also did Kids Hip Hop album too. Different projects and stuff like that. But it's my second solo.
Now, did you back in the day? You had a group Punchin' Words with Punchline, right? Did you guys ever put out a project, an album, or EP?
We just did the EP when we first started. We did an EP, a six-song EP. And then after that, we pretty much just, we toured with it. And then I went and did my own thing. He went and did his own thing. But Punch actually just dropped the album with DJ Soul Clap, which is on iTunes. Came out May 8th. And some of the songs are actually here on First Take ESPN. They play it.
Nice. We have that up on our website, MCMIReport.com. And we also rocked the joint on either last week or the week before on our show. That one produced by DJ, one of the joints is Soul Clap. I think it had, you wanted, you have one joint on there that's like DMC or something, right? That's everybody.
Yeah.
On Punch
It
Out. Yeah, we played that one on the show. Yeah, Kaboom, we played that joint. That was hot. So I wonder, you've been in groups and you've been a solo artist. You know, like, what's the differences of when you do an album that's your solo album as opposed to an EMC or a Quench and Words project?
Yeah, when you're a solo artist, it's all on you and what your vision is and what you want people to see, and kind of you just kind of venting and without no filter, you know, you just venting and letting people hear all your thoughts. When you do a group, the dope thing about doing the group is, you know, you just got to come with usually one verse, you know, and then if you got a strong team behind you, you know, then you're good to go. The songs will be hot. But, you know, sometimes everybody has to decide which songs they like, and you might like a particular song, and they may like a different song, but you got to figure out what's best for the group, and sometimes you might not get your way and vice versa. So there's some sacrifices that you make in a group, but when you do your own thing, it's all on whatever you like.
Do you like being on tour or promoting the album with the group more than when you're solo? Do you like being solo more, or is it really just the same?
Well, I just came off tour. We just did Europe, and I was on tour actually opening up for Master Ace, because he got his Sonny Vaughn album, which is on iTunes right now, but the CD comes out July 17th. And I was opening up for him, and it was dope to bring me out to open up, because I got to, you know, let people know about the new album, and I got my own song. So I was able to do my own set, and then I was able to come out in the middle of his set and do some songs. Yeah, so
it's like you got to get your solo off, but then his family is safe, so you can rock all your joints that you have together. That's kind of ill. Yo, actually, I want to play this joint that has Master Ace and Punchline on it. That's on your solo project. It's called Vanish. It's produced by Apollo Brown. This beat is so knocking. Shout out to Apollo Brown. This beat really kicks. And then I'll play another joint. I'll play Coloring Book, since we talked about the video.
Cool.
And people can go see that video on MCMIReport.com. You can go check it out, catch the visuals. But take a listen to this with Master Ace and Punchline, and then Coloring Book, Wordsworth solo off of the Photo album. It's on iTunes now. It dropped last Tuesday.
You can get the CD too, all of that.
Where's the CD?
You can get it at fatbase.com, UGHH.com. I mean, it's pretty much Amazon. It's everywhere online, pretty much. Any place that sells CDs, they should have it.
No doubt. Cool. So pick that up if you like the joint, and check these out right now. We'll be back with Wordsworth on MCMI Radio. We're in the studio with Wordsworth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Words, you know, that video was real dope. Very, very vivid. Very, very well thought out. It's a nicely set up video. It was real different. How'd you come up with that?
Man, my idea was really, when I thought about it, just getting a real coloring book made. So, I seen my boy Rich Bravo had painted my boy's barbershop, my boy Twin Cuts barbershop, and I was like, man, this dude would be ill if he could paint all the pictures. And after he painted the pictures, I went and got a real coloring book made for the video, because my vision was, I never seen somebody really just turning the pages and that whole idea, and it worked out.
Yeah, man. Definitely well thought out. Shout out to everybody who worked on that video. Shout out to Melanie Smith once again on the hook. She definitely killed that. It was hot.
Yeah, she's a dope writer, man. Dope writer, dope singer, everything.
Yeah, man. So, I know this project is just getting its legs under it, and, you know, you just put it out, and, you know, it's doing really well. But what you got coming up next? What, you got any other projects that you're working on? Any, you know, collabs?
Yeah, well, I started the next solo album that I'm doing, so anybody sending beats, it's the real Wordsworth at gmail.com. There's a producer named Schematics, which produced Betrayed on my album, and me and him actually got a project that's pretty much done. So, you know, we're in some of the mixing stages with that album. And so, you know, I'm just going to stay busy doing the projects, like, now more than ever, I'm just more prolific with just putting the projects out and things like that. So I'm just going to stay on top of it, keep my foot on the gas. And, you know, I'm amped up. You know, I got a lot of dope producers, you know, such as, like, you know, High Apollo Brown. I got the Auger Hezekiah. So I got a lot of new joints working with some of the best producers, and the music's just getting better, man. Like, I'm so amped up from finishing this album. I'm just taking it to a whole nother level with some of the newer stuff, and so I'm excited.
That's cool, man. We're definitely excited as well to hear all the music that you're working on. I'm sure that you're going to be promoting this album pretty hard. So where are you going to be at? Where are you going to be performing coming up?
The next thing I plan on doing, as of now, I may be at the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival, just kind of like just out there, you know, promoting there. But if not, the next major thing that I'm working on, that I'm booked for, is actually A3C Festival in Atlanta, which is a huge thing for me because I always wanted to do that. So I'm a really
when is
really
that? When
going.
Is that?
That's I think it's the third week of October, I think, or the second week of October.
We'll definitely get it up on our calendar.
Yeah, A3CFestival.com. So I'm really going in on that. You know, like, you see me perform Saturday, but that's, you know, that's like a 15-minute, had to condense the show kind of vibe. On that,
right,
you know,
right.
So, you know, when I really get to go in on this festival, get the wild out.
I'm fulfilling my destiny. No time for games or looking back now. No way I'm ever gonna back down. From where I've been to where I'm at now. Fulfilling my
destiny.
I was put here for a reason. Something people can't believe in. Got a lot to do before leaving. Fulfilling my
destiny fulfilled. Now that my family can chill heavenly from the legacy I build. Nothing less than being real. Especially I'm still, so expect being thrilled to the flesh in me is killed. Still on the path to greatness. I dealt with the lack of patience, cast frustrations. Learned the lessons from my past relations. So I'm destined, I'm sitting on my ass and waiting. Thank you for your admiration. I'm told that I got an old soul, but the flows are new. One of the chosen few when my shows are through. I tore it down, nothing left for the closing crew to do. What it is, here's an overview. If a three gets the win, why go for two? I'm a pro, bold and true. What I say, hold me to. What you say wouldn't hold with glue. My future, fate, and fortune. You was relate when talking, so it's you were inmates in coffins. I'm sort of a brilliant guy. No one is ill or wise. Before my will and die, plan on fulfilling my
destiny.
No time for change, so looking back now. No way I'm ever going to back down. From where I've been to where I'm at now. Fulfilling my
destiny.
I was put here for a reason. Something people can't believe in. Got a lot to do before leaving.
Well, y'all, I've been in the crib writing, recording music, working on scripts typing, thinking about real estate, crib pricing, dogs barking, wife sleep, the kids fighting, making stronger music, my rights and my wrongs included, to be the best through the songs, pursue it, my biology and bodily fluids, y'all, I'm born to do this, you got my blood drawn to prove it, stupid, my analysis, smart, challenges, the flow, the style of it, finesse, I balance it with grace, I count it, the face, challenges, proud of it, with support, powerless, and palaces, yeah, previous. No doubt I should be healed. Hearts applying retail. Sold out from pre-sales. I'm online replying to y'all. Cause I'd rather catch a virus from an email than a virus from a female. Spare me the details of your showcases. The land got holes for my standing ovations. Bro, over a million rhymes. Over a billion lines. Over a trillion times. Still I'm fulfilling my
destiny.
No time for
games
or looking back now. No way I'm ever going to back down. From where I've been to where I'm at now. Fulfilling my
destiny.
I was put here for a reason. Something people can believe in. Got a lot to do before leaving. Fulfilling my
destiny.
Been a minute. Had to make sure it was right though.
Andrew. What's good?
Yes, sir. Peace. What's going on, brother?
How's it going, man? Where are we speaking to you from?
I'm actually in Baltimore, Maryland right now. Just, you know, like with the family, doing my thing. Yeah,
no
man.
No doubt. That's cool. Yeah, so last couple times we spoke, at least on the MCMIReport.com, on the blogs, you know, we had your Japan tour we were talking about.
Right.
We had the Bop Alloy project with Marcus, right? And,
yes,
you know,
sir.
a lot of interesting stuff. In the past couple of years, it's like one news story after another. First, you had a slight cancer scare. Thank goodness that was benign, removed, done. You're all good, right?
Yes indeed.
Then
indeed.
Then we had the infamous removal of the dreadlocks. How
right.
long did you have dreads before you cut them? Because your dreads were long.
Yeah, man.
How long are you growing them? Like
13 years. 13 years.
Now, how long have you now had the short haircut?
I've been without the locks for 6 months now. Yep.
Wow, not even a year.
Not even a year, no.
So how's it feel?
Oh, man, it feels good, man. It took, it definitely took some getting used to, you know. But it's been great, man. It's funny just kind of watching how things happen around me, man, because it seems as though, like, after I cut it, just, like, all of these things that kind of were closed off to me or these opportunities I hadn't been getting before, just all of a sudden just started just falling out of the sky, man. Just everything started kind of happening at once, like the floodgates were open. So it's been real interesting.
Crazy.
It's definitely been interesting.
I mean, is it because of the hair or is it because you're that damn good? That's the question.
I think it's a half and half type of thing. You know, like I think it's definitely interesting to see how certain people react to you without it. You know, and when I say people, I'm mainly talking about those who didn't know me prior.
Right.
But like you can kind of see, definitely it. You notice those things, but then the flip side of it is. You know, I mean, it's definitely like with the youth and other people you might come across or whatever. It's like the whole corporate thing, the more corporate look or whatever, the more clean cut look takes some kind of getting used to for some of them.
I did notice you're wearing, you know, a sport jacket and tie in a lot of your covers and your new photos with the group. But
but
you were a sport jacket wearing motherfucker for the longest, man.
Yeah,
you know how to rock a sport
much.
Jacket.
Thank you, sir.
But
I appreciate it.
I guess the dreads and the short Caesar or what you got now, you know, it does change the look a lot, though. It does change the look a lot. Whenever you reinvent yourself, you're gonna attract attention. Oh, what's going on? You know, substantial changes here. But I guess that's good. People are looking at you. They're following you. They notice. You know what I mean? I cut my hair, nobody noticed. You know what I mean?
Hey, GMS, I noticed.
You're a good guy. So I'm going to rock one of your solo joints off of the album Sacrifice called That Damn Good so that listeners who are new to you can get a little sense of your solo material. Just hear some of the rhymes. And we're going to come back and talk about your new venture with the new group Phenom. So this is That Damn Good on MCMI Radio with Substantial in the house.
Don't seem that she do either. Could be that I'm that damn good. gun, it's the swagger, and that I lay tight like a damn plumbing master. She ran away from you, I'm oops, she running after this cunning bastard. It
that damn good,
and she can bear witness to that. Knew from how she stared at the kid when he rapped. Gone for 5 minutes and she missing a cat. Guess she didn't attack, cause
that damn good.
Or maybe your stick in his lane, and that's the real reason that you're missing a dame. Now you home jacking off till your dick is in pain. All cause I'm spitting flames. Am I
that damn good?
I guess so. I rip and I tear through the kick and the snare like the biggest affairs, cause I'm
damn good.
Yo, this grizzly get busy. Why you all handle balls like Doug Christie? Use a sap king, nuke your gapping when I do the damn thing, cause I'm
damn good.
Yo, I'm a renaissance man. If they ever broke the mold, probably did it all stand. If you plan to go to war, keep spinners on standby. Can't lie, man, I'm
damn good.
On some full-blown A shit, not to be played with. Competition loving so much, they have to hate it. Frustrated, like handless thieves, they can't take it. Real skills, you can't fake it. I am
that damn good.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Enough, Big Spanish, and you're checking out Brooklyn's finest
GMS.
MCMIReport.com.
MCMI Radio, we're back with Substantial. That was your solo. Was that your solo debut? Did you have an EP before that?
No, that was.
I know you had the EP album, but is
there? Right, that was my Sacrifice, was my second solo album.
I remember now. Sacrifice was your first United States official release.
Right. It
album,
was my
because
first
you
release,
had a Japan album, right?
Right, because the I was signed with High Now Production first, okay. Where I put my album To This Union, The Son Was Born, and then I signed with Q and Bob to put out Sacrifice, which came out in 08. Yeah.
Shout out to QN5.com.
Yes,
go check out that label. Cool. So, and then in between that, didn't you have the EFAM? Was that like right in the middle of those two projects?
Yeah, the EFAM.
Explain for people
up.
What. Explain what EFAM is and what Extended Fam means. What is it? Who's in it?
Right. So, Extended Fam is myself, Tone Deaf, Pac FM, and Session. We put out a joint effort called Happy Fuck You Songs back in, I want to say, 2002,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken, 2002, 2003, something like that. And,
right.
Which definitely, you know, helped all our careers in terms of getting more burn stage.
Critically acclaimed, yeah.
A lot of critical acclaim for that record. I recall a website actually dubbing us the new Far Side, you know. So without us all, that was a big compliment. I know Tony.
I'll
and I,
take it.
And we were talking about that one time. Like, yeah, that's pretty awesome. So, you know, I mean, that project definitely was a major turning point in all our careers. You know, helping us get more burn.
There's some classic songs on there I want to mention for the listeners. If you want to do your research, you got to check out songs like Selly. What else is crazy?
Right.
Line Drop. These are innovative things. Selly, everyone is on their cell phone talking to each other and cutting each other off and hanging up and calling. It's a crazy song. It's never been done before. It's hilarious. Got to check that out. Line Drop.
Man,
you guys start rhyming slow and then the beat gradually speeds up. I don't think that's still ever, I mean, there was the MF Doom and De La joint that sometimes sped up a little and slowed down a little.
Right.
But you know that joint. But this song just steadily increased, and they had to rap faster and faster and faster, and the beat was really dope. Did Tone Deaf produce that one? I don't remember.
Yeah, Tone produced Line Drop. Yep.
Shout out to Tone Deaf. Anyway, you guys got to go check it out. Happy Fuck You Songs, EFAM. It's only available digitally. The physical CD copies are on eBay for something like $250.
Yeah, I've seen.
That's
like
how
the lowest I've seen it for was like 70.
This is, and because the packaging is really dope, and people really want to hold this CD in their hands, you know.
Definitely.
But I remember there was one song that you had prior to hooking up and forming EFAM, called FYIRB.
Right.
And you guys did a remix version with the whole crew on the Happy Fuck You Songs album. And
right.
I think I want to play that for the people, just that one song, and then I pretty much think they understand EFAM. And then we're going to move on forward. We'll start talking about some newer stuff. So let's check this out. It's FYIRB, stands for?
Fuck you, I rhyme better.
I woke up one day. Some bullshit was on the radio. I was like, what the fuck is this crap? Oh, God, what the fuck is this crap? You know, and I was like, yeah, this guy makes a lot more money than me. You know, But then I was like, fuck that, man. You know, and fuck you. I rhyme better. You know what I'm saying? So this is for all them MCs out there who feel the same way.
Yo, the flows you all say shows you are gay. Put holes in your body and play flute when I blow you away. You know you a play, do still think he king. But your chick wrapped around my finger like kinky rings. Doing kinky things, turning her inside out. I doubt you can last long enough to try out. That's how I'm laying chicks, your lady will get it. Cause your rhymes are like radio edits, you ain't saying shit. You playing with a dude, rhyming hot, thumping on you fools. Only time I flop is jumping in a pool with my arms open. Trom smoking the hash blazer. You dudes be all on our sacks like jazz players. But fuck you, I rhyme better. Best design sweaters and your dimes get her as soon as I met her. Session aligned letters to cause damages. Turn where you from into a city of angels like Los Angeles. I don't waste time kicking rhymes about cheddar. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. I ain't got no gators and I can't afford a leather. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. I bet you think those little rats you kicking is clever. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. While you pushing a Lex, we rolling escorts and jettas. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better.
Turn cake niggas to professional podcatchers. High action, cause I'm after putting more leg work than a thigh master. Finally figured that you could die faster. I number your days, but I'd rather letter them instead. And then alphabetize back with flabbergasted hours. Send these rhymes past you. You're the MVP of the National Fuck Up League, and everyone in your squad's a linebacker. I'm trapped behind a padded fence. I'm that intense when all I see is skillless rappers fucking models with no fashion sense. Braggots get caught out there with pop flies, thinking you getting pussy, then your cat's ass whistles when it walks by. Looking to spot an embarrassing weakness where you inherited sweetness. Son, they called you cross-dressing father of a Tootsie Pop. Son, I'm sunning you, son, and whatnot. How does the son, avoiding our baby mama drama with sunblock. You stood at the bus stop with a Barbie lunchbox, and now you invented the remix. Well, I invented the cum shot. I don't waste time kicking rhymes about cheddar. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. I ain't got no gators and I can't afford a leather. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. I bet you think them little raps that you kicking is clever. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. You pushing a Lex, we rolling escorts and jettas. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better.
Yeah, I got cheddar, but I ain't gotta rap about it. I just knock a rapper out with rhymes of shocking like an open outlet. Fuck who got the dope outfit, snatch you out of your surroundings. We can battle for 1,000. What the fuck you know about this? Rhyme better, gooder, best and greatest, with the newest, precious latest. Who can you impress with gators? Tim's are used for stomping craters and deceptive haters. Lex has been the escalators. Got you thinking you a player like the Giants, Jets and Raiders. You a spectator. I got left to left to say the cats who gassed about the latest fashion trends. They'll be the first to lose, the last to win. And if you didn't know, the name is Pat. Don't cross the line if you expect to shine. You can't compose the mind.
I came here to whip ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of bubblicious. So y'all in trouble, snitches. For y'all, a bunch of stitches. Till y'all get dumped in ditches. Now there's no tomorrow. Cock smoke the sayonara. So hot, make hell flames feel lukewarm. Running alive, the silly bastard that put you on. That's like asking a virgin to do porn. You should be shot, stabbed, pissed, and boo-booed on. Man, I write hooks better than your last three songs. My rhymes ghetto ass fat, you got a baggy thong. Line miles, I shut him up. You wanna ride, buckle up. Bitch, smack your shit, rap back the West Bubble Fuck. I write you with ill verse, and you still fuck it up. Son, I heard asthmatics with more breath control. Could care less if you're platter, if your record's gold. In the battle, better pray God protect your soul. Cause when I bust your shit, best believe it's undeniable. This rap impact will leave a tank undrivable. Substantial, aka the Widowmaker, lady, middle. Break a faithfully, haters better take a knee. And if your crew was in the house, it soon will be your vacancy. Hit your man packing and hiding like Ben Laden. I've been lacking. Fuck y'all, we've been doper. You were born ass, you came out the womb bent over. I don't waste time kicking rhymes about cheddar. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. I ain't got no gators, but finally caught the leather. No, all I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. I bet you think the little rat you kicking is clever. All we gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. Why you pushing a leg? We rolling escorts and cheddars. All we gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out. Fuck.
Yo, Stan, I rhymed better.
Yeah,
yo,
man.
That song gets so much crowd participation. And
yeah,
Pac
man.
FM, who's on the song, shout out to him, he
yes,
explained
indeed.
To me one time about hooks and show participation, audience participation. He
right.
was like, people love to curse. If you have a call
oh,
and response,
yeah.
even if it's not the hook of the song, just make one up, you know?
Right.
So that's why sometimes he says, tells the audience, say, fuck you, Pac FM, or whatever, because people just like saying that shit. So you guys had a chorus that says, fuck you. That's the beginning of the chorus, you know, the middle of the
right.
chorus. So the crowd goes eight. They love it.
Yes, indeed.
And I guess
yes.
they, sometimes when, in at least in New York, I'm sure this is not on the road, in New York, when you do a hip hop show, it's a lot of MCs and underground heads in the audience. So everyone actually is. An MC, so they're all like, yeah,
right.
you are around better.
Right.
That's the genius.
They actually mean it. They're not really singing along with us.
They're like, nah, dude, I'm not supporting you on your hook. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Right. Like,
nah,
I do like
they,
this
they
song, yes, fuck you, I rhyme better, yes.
It's perfect, because people could show love or hate. Either way, they're going to be shouting
yeah.
your joint. So
everyone's happy. The haters and the fans alike are all satisfied.
Word. So we're in the studio with Substantial on MCMI Radio this
yeah.
week, and we played some of the solo joints. That was off the EFAM project. EFAM stands for Extended Fam. That's
yes.
Substantial, Tone Deaf, Pac FM, and Session, and that's on Q5
yeah.
Music. Now you have another project that came out since then that was another collaboration
right.
with a producer, and it wasn't on
yeah.
Q5 Music. Why don't you tell us a little something about that?
Yeah. So Bob Alloy, which is myself and my partner Marcus D, who handles all
right.
that production. Yeah, he's based out of Seattle, Washington. That came together back, I want to say back in 2007. Marcus D reached out to me on MySpace back when that was still popular, and
right.
And basically was trying to collab for his debut album. And so, I mean,
right.
he was a young guy at the time, man, like maybe 16 or 17 when he first reached out to me. And
right.
and we agreed to do the joint. After hearing how that and another song that we did two records on his first album, Enjoy Yourself and Revival of the Fittest, which featured two other MCs. And after
yeah.
hearing it, I just played it to my connects or whatever who I worked with in Japan. And basically was like, look, dude, his stuff, you know, was kind of reminiscent of some of the stuff I did on my first project with NujaBest. And so I was like, man, you know, but it's a little different. It's not exactly the same, but a similar vibe. I was like, man, if we did a full project together, I got a good feeling that it, you know, it'd be really successful. So they bought in to it, man, and,
right.
and then we just got recording, banged out the first project, and we put out the album ourselves, here in the States, but then
right.
Landed a deal for it, licensed it to a label in Japan called
okay.
Elevation. And and so, like, yeah, man, it's just one of those kind of like a cult classic type of thing where we just have, like, you know, a small following, but they are, like, extremely supportive, so...
Right.
You know, like, it's been going really well, man.
How would you describe the style of the Bop Alloy project? Because you could have called it Substantial, and it happened to be produced by this guy, Marcus D, but you felt like it's
right.
like a group, and you formed it, you know, like a lot of groups do, like Gnarls Barkley, you know, where it's a producer and
right.
an MC or DJ and MC. You know,
right.
you made the name Bop Alloy. You got some really interesting cover art and visuals that go with that.
How would you describe the sound of this, of Bop Alloy, different compared to, you know, Substantial Solo or EFAM? You know, how's, what's the Bop Alloy sound?
Right. Well, you know, all throughout my career, you know, jazz has kind of always been an influential part of, like, the music I make. And also, like, some of my most notable songs, you know, oftentimes samples jazz. So, you know, like, basically this project, it's like that was the objective. Like, this is the vibe we're going for. Even if it's not necessarily sampling jazz, it's going to have that same cool feel, man, just really capturing that vibe. And not for nothing, like, with me, as much as I love my hardcore hip-hop or, like, my high-energy music, the stuff that tends to get played the most for me are the records that tend to be a lot more laid back. Because I can play that, you know, like, I can, like, I don't have to be hyped to play it. I can just, like, I can come home for, like, having dinner with family or something, or kick it, throw it on. I'm like, working on something or whatever. In the crib, I throw it on in the background. You know what I mean? Like, it's just that type of music, man, that you throw on, like for all of those occasions. A little get-together, you know, hey, mom.
Like a feel-good vibe type thing.
Yeah, man.
Or
you know,
can't play Fuck You, I Rhyme Better when mom's in the whip.
Come on, man. So, you know, so it was one of those type of things, man. And then it just, it's just, and not for nothing, man, you know, the longer you do this and stuff, you want to, you know, you come to grips with the fact that, man, look, I gotta make timeless music. I can't just make stuff that, you know, this is the trend right now or whatever. This is what's popping right now.
Well, for me
so
and my
jump on this band.
Yeah,
man. And it's like, you know, I'm trying to make stuff that's going to, I mean, the music's going to outlive us regardless, but I'm trying to have people, like, playing this stuff for the rest of their lives, man. You know what I mean? So,
I feel that. So let's play one of these joints.
Definitely.
And I'm going to use that as a perfect segue. This is called Another Day in the Life. Why don't you explain a little bit who's on it?
Right. So Another Day in the Life, obviously produced by Marcus D, features Sightstar from Sign, and also Mr. SOS, formerly of Kind of Linguist and Q&5. Yeah, man, it's a dope record, which is actually a sequel to the to Day in the Life, which was another one of the collabs that Marcus and I did for Bop Alloy.
This is Another Day in the Life.
So
this is Bop Alloy, Substantial for Marcus D, Another Day in the Life on MCMI Radio.
Uh-huh.
We'll be back in a few minutes and we'll talk more with Substantial.
So beautiful, we had to do it again.
Trying to beat up a little.
Uh-huh. Substantial, Sightstar, SOS, we gonna do it right, y'all. Marcus D, drop the beat, like, let's go, come on.
Just another day in the life. Just another word in the mic. Yeah. Just another bar on the beat. Just another grind in the street. Come on, take a ride with me.
Move along, man.
Just another moment in time. Just another flow in the rhyme. Just another song I wrote. Just another kind of dope. Come on, get in line, let's go.
Move along, man. Let the piano and the sample penetrate through your temple and stimulate your brain like a sweet innuendo. Even in swift mode, I handle my trip blow. I get hold and never let go. It's my destiny to be who I am. Try to make better today than what I seen in the past. And since whatever you believe to be true, you attract. I sleep just so I can dream and make it true on my path. Cause knowing is half the battle, the other half is ammo. But put your guns away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition. So I'm ready for war. It's been said before, but I'm saying it once more. My thoughts are heavy, so of course the music is. Trunks rattle or blast knowledge instead of super shit. Remembering the truth is said. We do it again and again. Cause
just another day in the life. Just another word in the mic. Just another bar on the beat. Just another grind in the street. Come on, take a ride with me.
Move along, man.
Just another moment in time. Just another flow in the rhyme. Just another song I wrote. Just another kind of dope. Come on, get in line, let's go.
Move along, man.
My feet to the window. Gritty, grimy sound as the wind blows. Words form meaning, but the truth isn't simple. Cause talk ain't cheap and my life is endless. Writing bitches, just call me Christ the Prentice. Resurrect action, phoenix out of the ashes. Speak true flame, supernova, no matches. New era caches, claim my speech catch the masses.
cycle song. So come crash along to the finished sentence. Is this last word strong? Hello, new world. Give birth, remain true to thine self, cause who else will understand you? And when you realize, your eyes will show love, and your mannerisms will glisten, will shine like cuz. Substantial anthem, wordplay handsome. Sight star forever will search for the answers.
Just another day in the light. Just another word in the mic. Just another bar on the beat. Just another grind in the street. Come on, take a ride with me. Move along now. Just another moment in time. Just another flow in the rhyme. Just another song I wrote. Just another kind of dope. Come on, get in line, let's go. Move along now. Just another day, another rhyme. Just another way for me to fly. My way amidst the fog that make me blind. And luckily I'm capable to shine. My life to take the cake while people mind. That's right, cause everything I'm saying I be backing. I don't just say shit for reaction, but I put in the plan into action. You can put your money where my mouth's at. Funds help fuel a revolution, and without that it isn't possible. But it's hella challenging, they say they put in work. Well, it's time to get the management. I do a better job, cause to me it's a passion. Do it for myself and still me get satisfaction. Psych star, SOS, Mark and C, my sister Steph. And I refuse to hit you with music that isn't fresh. Give you the basics while taking it places that it isn't yet. Hip hop for your soul, and our goal is to give it depth.
Just another day in the life. Just another word in the mic. Just another bar on the beat. Just another grind in the street. Come on, take a ride with me.
Move along, man.
Just another moment in time. Just another flow in the rhyme. Just another song I wrote. Just another kind of dope. Let's go,
move along, man.
Just another day in the life. Just another word in the mic. Just another bar on the beat. Just another grind in the street. Come on, take a ride with me.
Move along, man.
Just another moment in time. Just another flow in the rhyme. Just another song I wrote. Just another kind of dope. Come on, get in line, let's go.
Move along, man. It's just a day in the life for people trying to find their own truth. Hear their own voice and express themselves the best way they know how, you know?
MCMI Radio, we're back with Substantial.
Yeah.
That was a cutoff his collabo with Bop Alloy, which is Substantial and Marcus D, Another Day in the Life.
Yeah,
I think we've basically brought everyone up to speed. Listen, folks, there is tons more Substantial music. He's got two solo albums, the whole EFAM album, a Bop Alloy album. So you're not gonna, we don't have a 1 hour show, but trust me,
right.
If you like what you hear today, what's your website so that they can go check out more info on music?
Yeah,
Substantial website.
Yes, indeed. Check out substantial-music.com, or they can check my blog, which gets updated a couple times a week, substantialmusic.wordpress.com.
All right. Give you guys a second to write that down. That's substantial-music, right? And for the nerds out there, it's not the word hyphen. I know you can spell. It's an actual dash.
Right.
But it's not an underscore. It's substantial-music.com. So, wow, big news, right? You know, in the last couple months, you've been doing music with your new, I don't know if it's a collaboration, a group, a crew. It's a few of you artists that already are established came together and formed this group called Phenom, which is spelled a little differently. The people out there know it's F-A-N-O-M-M. But it's phenomenal, right?
Yeah. But the name actually means, what the name means is the F stands for, like, what it basically means is fuck a name. Like,
break it down. Fuck a name.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, because, you know, M-O-M is known as French for name. And we just added the additional M. So yeah, so it actually means fucking name, because we were already like almost 10 songs in working on
and you didn't have a name.
Together, and we didn't have a name, and we spent so much time trying to figure out a name. We went through so many possible names, and I was just kind of laughing with the fellas one time. I was like, man, it'd be awesome if the name of our group could be fucking name. You know what I mean? So
is someone in the group French?
Just,
obscure.
Nah. I mean, between all of us, we all speak like a little bit, like a couple different languages, ranging
okay.
from Dutch, Portuguese, and other things. Wow. But nah, no one's French. But I just was trying to, I was playing around with the whole, like, different ways to say name other than, you know, like
right.
The English way. And, you know, that just worked. And so, yeah, man.
So who's in fucking name? No, who's in Phnom?
Right.
Now that I understand that. Who are the cast
members? It just sounds awesome. Yeah, so it's me and then my man Jay Cash, who's actually the son of the late, great Jimmy Caster, for the Baldwin B-Boys out there, you know, the classic Just Begun record. That was his pops, you know what I mean? So, and then super producer, my man Chu Fu, he's basically the producer for the group. He, like, has produced for Kanye West, Lady Gaga, Kings of Leon,
right.
You name
yeah,
it, the dude
I saw his
work
name on a lot of big artist records. I'm like, wow, Santu,
yeah,
got
yeah, like
producing.
Rihanna's Rated R record or whatever, the remix version, the official remix version of that jam, but he did the entire thing. So,
nice.
I mean,
nice.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so.
And what does Jay Cass do? Because you rap, Chu Fu produces, you didn't really talk about Jay Cass.
Yeah, with Jay Cass,
he
raps and sings. He mainly sings on most of the stuff, but he also rhymes as well. You know, and then, you know, there's other elements we add to it as well. Chu Fu, is a class, you know, jazz musician. He plays saxophone. And then also Jay Cass is, he's a bit of a rocker as well, so he plays guitar. So it's a lot of different things that everybody adds to it, man. And
have you guys performed
any
of the material yet?
Yeah, we have. We debuted, the first time we performed any of the material was in, we went to Istanbul, Turkey, back in March, and did this Miller Music Fest out there. So, like, and Chu Fu was the headliner, and we were rocking with him. And that was when we debuted Phnom and our music. And then then we also performed some of the music as well earlier this month in China when we went
right.
to Shanghai for the
And
Bentley,
do you rock out?
Event.
Did you guys rock out on instruments and stuff during these shows, or is it mostly a DJ and an MC?
It's a DJ and an MC setup. So, like, Chu Fu, you know, besides being an awesome producer, one of the dopest things about Chu Fu is he only spins his music. So, like, he'll go to a venue and get booked to do, like, an hour and a half or a two-hour DJ set. And everything that he plays is all either remixes he's done or, as he calls it, refixes. Matter of fact, if you hear anybody say
nice.
Remix, he's the one who coined that term.
That's Chu Fu.
Yeah, so, like, he basically only plays remixes / refixes that he's done or original music he's done. So it's pretty awesome to see someone
That's
like,
crazy, and
you
he's
know,
still playing, and he's still playing hit records by big artists, Kanye, Lady Gaga. He's still throwing
right.
on joints. But this
yeah.
is my track, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, this is my version of their joint. And that's how the whole refixing thing came about, where he was basically, what's a great way to make people pay attention to you? Oh, let me put out your record and say, here's a refix. I fixed your record for you. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And it, yeah, and then people just
That's
basically
crazy.
Bought into it. Yeah, yeah, man.
If people like it. I mean, if people didn't like it, they'd be like, nah, dude, that's whack, man. They'd
right.
be mad. Like,
right.
He ain't fixed nothing. Get out of here. But obviously
right.
people are embracing it. They like the track, so it's
right.
all good. Let me give them a little demonstration. This is a joint, Sweet Dreams. Is this a cover? Because I heard it.
Yeah, and it's an official
is
cover.
Is it the original Sweet Dreams, you know, artist singing on this? Or did you have a remake?
Yeah, it's part of, there's elements of the original track in there. But it's
okay.
it's not like, you know, we just jacked it.
It's
actually
it's official,
like cleared.
It's
yeah, it's
authorized.
Official. Like the sample's cleared.
Not a mixtape.
I mean.
This is the
yeah,
real joint. So check this out. We'll come back. We'll talk about working with Bootsy Collins, because now you got a new single out with Bootsy Collins. But check this one out, Sweet Dreams, Phnom, Chu Fu, Jay Cass, and Substantial. And we'll be back and we'll talk some more with Substantial on MCMI.
Hey. Yeah. We want real freedom, money, bro. The opposite of the crummy hoe. An infinite food supply. A crew that knows to do or die. Clothes on my back, thick flows for my brass. But if I'm sold to the cold, put my home on the map. Platinum and gold are the plaques that occupy my dream world. Of course, I haven't forgot that I already got my dream girl. Mine's a nice to ride in with the people homes who reside in. I'm trying to provide for my kid with my pen and top notch rhyming. Feel me?
Keep your head up, moving up. Hold your head up, moving up. Keep your head up, moving up. Hold your head up, moving up. Keep your head up, moving up. Hold your head up.
Let's go.
Sweet dreams are made of this. When my dreams disagree, I travel the world to seven seas. Everybody is looking for something.
I won't land on every continent, including Antarctica. Supreme legal team and only celebrate Hanukkah. I wanna own the stars and the Mars like Veronica. Beach under these bars, if you're hard, my great-great grand won't need to make cake, man. If I get a great plan, then they gon' be great fans. So that's what the mission is. Got plenty of initiative. Y'all wish it did. We'll be infamous for the viciousness. Tell people up in the L.A. history as you did.
Compete Spanish fly. Ball so hard to the end of time. Lift the floss, lick a game. Sit front row with the rich and fame. Killer kicks, drop down. College chicks who drop down.
You're listening to the best of MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
MCMI, people call me GMS.
Hello?
You are now in tune with Brooklyn's finest, GMS on the ones and twos.
DJ Khalil, what up? Tex Murder, what up? Black Milk, what
calm
up?
Before the storm.
Brooklyn, boy, you can say what I wanna say. Brooklyn, represent my borough each and every day. Brooklyn, boy, you can say what I wanna say. Brooklyn, represent my borough each and every day. Brooklyn, boy, you can say what I wanna say. Brooklyn, represent my borough each and every day. Brooklyn, even my initials is BK. Brooklyn, okay. Underground's undisputed conductor, over 6,000 volts. Stand clear to close the doors. Blitzkrieg belt the boat on the platform. Your fault, fuck, so who cares? Get on or get left behind. That's my motto this year. I ain't lying, I swear. Once the throttle reach there, I'ma put it in the gear. Let me travel light years. If I ever catch you trying to catch up from the rear, you are not too bright. I do not fight fair. ECW using whatever's near. Chains, bats, 2x4s, aluminum chairs. And ain't nobody booing. All you hearing is the chairs. Cause they sick of what you doing to the music we hold there. Stupid, I go there. Take it wherever it's gotta go. The man's flow is sharp as a laboratory hands. Oh, the fuck, stop and hide. You're the obvious answer. Can't know. Body, you get bodied. Now everybody is amped, though. Better off letting your hands go in the air like the fans. So watch the damn show and letting your mans know.
Might sound cocky, but can't nobody stop me. Shit, I can't even stop myself. I'm gonna stop now.
Hydra.
Ain't gonna stop now.
MCMI, motherfucker.
Might sound cocky, but can't nobody stop me. Shit, I can't even stop myself. I'm gonna stop now.
What a creep.
I'm not holding back this time, take it personal. And to the kids, I'm sorry if I let loose a curse or two. I ain't trying to rip up the mic and straight murder you, but give you just enough to let you know what a verse will do. I'm not a child, I can be volatile but versatile. Teach to reach each, so each speech is purposeful. Feast on tracks like treats made to unleash the beast that lies beneath, release to the streets hurting you. It's GMS, spread plague, no question. I run with a squad and ain't none of them yes men. Army of the 12, more styles than the X-Men. The best, you disagree? Pussy comes testing. My plan of attack is similar to cats from Iraq who hijack. You never know that I rap, you never know what I pack. Cause I don't really need it since the lyrics that I spit got the competition bleeding it. Anytime I really had legitimate beats, it was personal, not from words said over a beat. Man, I would never glorify it just to sound street, cause I don't really need all of my biz in the street. I'm running MCMI, independently major.
Come on,
stack paper at NY, stack chips in Vegas.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Enough, Big Spanish, and you're checking out Brooklyn's Finest
GMS.
MCMIReport.com.
Break up. Now every day I wake up, somebody got a problem with hoes. What's up, y'all niggas all fed up, cause I got a little cheddar and my record's moving out the store. Young fucks picking at me, young rappers getting at me. My nigga Big predicted this shit exactly. More money, more problems, gotta move carefully. Cause faggots hate when you getting money like athletes. Young as ice thrilling me, oh, you not feeling me? Fine, it cost you nothing, pay me no mind. I'm on my grind, cousin. Ain't got time for frontin'. Sensitive felt, y'all all need hugs. Damn, little mans, I'm just tryin' to do me. If the record's 2 mil, I'm just tryin' to move 3. Get a couple chicks, get them to try to do me. Hopefully, they're menards before I reach my garage. I don't want much, fuck, I drove every car. Some nice cooked food, some nice clean drugs. Bird ass niggas, I don't mean to ruffle y'all. I know you waking in the wing, but I'm doing my thing. Where's the love? Day I wake up, somebody got something to say. What's all the fucking fusses for? Because I'm grubbing more, and I pack heat like I'm the oven door. Niggas praying, pray on my downfall. But every time I hit the ground, I bounce up like round ball. Now I don't wanna have to kill down ball. Don't wanna have to cock back the 4 pound ball. Look, strap, I got nephews to look after. I'm not looking at you dudes, I'm looking past you. I thought I told you cats, cause I'm not a rapper. Can I live? I told you 96 that I came to take this shit, and I did. Handle my biz, I scramble like Randall with his. Cut in hand, but the only thing running is numbers, fam. Jigga held you down 6 summers, damn, where's the law?
Once again, this is the best of MCMI Radio. We are not live, so do not call us this week.
Please hang up and try your call again. Please hang up. This is a recording.
Son of a bitch!
Asshole.
You bitch!
I'm calling you an asshole because that's what you are, an asshole.
We will be back live again next week, Fridays, 8 to 10, MCMIReport.com.
MCMI. MCMI. MCMI.